If we don't pay for the upgrades, they charge us for the time spent to do the analysis.
Correct.
Sounds like a whale of a deal for them.
You said we'll get paid.
Every software is kind of that way anymore.
Are they though?
Yeah, a lot of them do.
They charge you to try and sell you something?
What they're trying to make sure is your equipment's up to date and ready to go so they can take upgrades. If we need to go in and upgrade something to, you know, if our computers aren't up to grade, then they'll let us know if it can't handle the new update. So I believe it will. So.
We still happy with Sage?
Yes.
Now, our IT department can tell if there's any problem with our computers, our
Correct.
IT department will be checking that.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. But
okay.
Yeah, I use it with Joe. I've already sent this to Joe, and yeah. He double checks too. So mm-hmm. I feel real secure in it. So, but we've done this for years this way.
Typically, what does it cost, you know?
About $10,000, I think it's going to be this year. I think it's what the estimate was.
To do the upgrade?
Upgrade.
Or to do the analysis?
The upgrade.
Okay. Because there's no price on the analysis. That's why I was asking.
Right.
I feel like we're agreeing to something that we don't even know what's going to cost us.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I don't remember doing it this way in the past.
I know it because, as I said, I think probably other elected officials signed off on it to begin the preliminary first. And then, so this is probably the first year you guys have had to sign it because I've just...
I thought this came before us. That they wanted to do this before, and we had questions.
We did, and you wanted a price, and mm-hmm. they gave us an estimate the last time, mm-hmm. and because we said we didn't want to sign it unless we had an estimate. But it was after the preliminary to where they could kind of, mm-hmm. yeah. So this time we're doing it. I'm bringing it before you to say, hey, they're going to do it, and if a chance there's any charges, it's just going to be there for their hourly rate of them coming in and evaluating. And I'll have to check, but I believe maybe that even goes on to the install, the pricing. I know they gave us an estimate last year because I had them to what it cost, and she said, well, last time it was around, it could be anywhere from $8,000 to $10,000. And so I talked to the auditor, David, and I told him what estimate is, and so he put it in the budget so that we could do up to $10,000. So.
That's for the actual upgrade.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that included everything.
That included the analysis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. Do you guys feel comfortable with approving an analysis without knowing even what the hourly rate is?
I would come back to you in. Well, the hourly rate is what our hourly rate is with
it's
our contract.
It's not in the document we have.
Yeah.
I would feel better if we had an idea of an estimated time and an estimate, or if we know what that hourly is, because none of the documentation that we've been presented has a single dollar amount in it at this time.
Okay, so I've got the agreement in my office. I can go get the agreement that we signed each year we sign agreement with them, so it's their hourly rate, which is $175 to $200 an hour is what they did. So. It usually takes them 3 or 4 hours to do the evaluation. So,
and if we could get them to say not to exceed or something like that.
Okay.
Because, again, what this right here is approving, mm-hmm. I don't know. It could supersede even our hourly rate with what they currently have.
Okay.
So I don't know that I'm comfortable.
I would get in contact with Dana.
I would get in contact with them and say, hey, the commission's not willing to sign a...
Okay.
Approval that doesn't have any money attached, and it could essentially be any amount.
Okay. All of that said, understand that this is a company that you're comfortable with, and you would really prefer not to change. This is what you want to stay with Sage.
Yes, BCS is with Sage. You have to have your own
BCS
mm-hmm. company to install it. And we haven't had any problems with it.
Did BCS used to be a part of Sage and they broke off and came to?
No.
It seemed like there was something.
Used to Sharon Seiler was. Okay. Seiler yep. Associates.
She was just the one that sold it.
She sold it just like these guys.
This is a company that sells it.
Sage doesn't allow you to go to Sage and just purchase it. You have to go through these different companies.
BCS is the retailer.
Yes.
Sage is the product.
Correct.
So it's not going to be much of an issue to get to the information portion.
It's not. Probably have to have it here in just a little bit.
Do you want to just postpone this?
Yeah, we can just take no action at this time, and then if we get that information by the end of the day.
Okay. I'll go get them to email me and get that information.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Blue.
All right.
All right, next we have the agreement for utility room, one or more, file number 24-057, Roden Bridge. Once again with us, we have Roden Bridge Administrator, Mr. Devin Huff. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated May 2nd, 2024, approving the agreement as a form. Can you explain what these brooms are and what they're used for, Devin?
Yes, they're attachments for our skid steers that we can use to clean a road, or it's got a curb broom attachment. We can sweep our curbing. It goes into a bucket, and then you dump it in the back of the truck.
These are the brooms that you and the assistant administrator discussed with us, the need of and the importance.
Yep.
Move to approve the agreement for utility broom, one or more, by and between Taney County and John Fabick Tractor Company.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Next, we have the Historic Highway 165 Scenic Overlook Improvements Contract Documents. We have been presented those this morning from Great River Engineering. We have Ms. Jeremy Jackson. Good morning, ma'am.
Three copies of the contract. I've hand carried those down. The contractor has executed those. You also have in your packet change order number one. So I would call your attention to that document. Change order number one reduces the original bid by removing three items, totaling, taking the original bid from $185,028 to $142,366. That would be the cost of contract. It also changes the substantial completion date to June 6, 2024, with completion date of June 20th, 2024. And by recommendation from your county attorney, two changes in the standard general conditions of the construction contract. Article 5, adding a sentence on the end of 5.06. Nothing contained in the paragraph 5.06. Point one shall be deemed to waive any of the owner or owner's assignees official governmental or sovereign immunity. And in Article 7, Section 7.07B, adding that same sentence, nothing contained in the paragraph 7.07B shall be deemed to waive any of the owner or owner's assignees official governmental or sovereign immunity. The agreement that you have there has, as I said, has already been executed by the contractor, and today we're asking for notice to proceed.
Okay. You said something about our counsel, so Travis Elliott has looked at this?
He looked at the contract documents. Yes, including the agreement. The agreement
and
is...
And then he made the change order, he added to the change order?
He sent me the two sentences to add into the contract documents. The only way I can add anything into the contract documents after the bid is by doing that by change order.
We don't have a signed contract. We just have an awarded bid, correct?
Correct.
You have...
We don't have a signed agreement.
You have...
Yes, we do.
We've got one from the...
What's this right here?
Contractor.
Yeah, they've signed it.
We haven't signed it.
Right. It's here for you to execute today.
Yes, we can change anything we want. Don't have to be a change order.
You have to do it via change order after we've opened bids. That is correct.
But Mr. Elliott has looked at this and he's approved it?
He has.
I've never not gotten a letter from Mr. Elliott saying such. Did you guys get anything, or do we know?
He contacted me on Friday.
Okay.
That's probably why. Actually, Robert, I'll say his last name incorrectly, works with Travis, the person that contacted me.
And Devin, the work that Road and Bridge is going to take from this and complete then, and like the, we know when to start order the fence and so forth.
Yeah, once all the paperwork's approved. This here that Travis saw it, the one you emailed this morning.
The change order or the 142. I sent them the change order so that they have this in their record as well as the full contract document.
Mr. Petrowski's looked at it and contacted you?
Yes. I did call him on the way down as well, but he wasn't in the office yet.
You say he contacted you Friday?
He did.
Is there any further discussion with the commission? Like to wait until we receive
Nick,
letter?
This is the document we were waiting on.
Say again, I'm sorry.
My understanding from Nick is this is the document we were waiting on.
Yes, we were waiting on this particular document, but I do not have a reference letter from our attorney that we usually put in with this. Was my only thing. Usually we reference the letter from our attorney with the date. I just haven't. That's why I was trying to see if we got it.
Okay, Nikki's the one that usually arranges.
She's
that.
Out this morning. Yeah.
I think we're good. Hold on 1 second. If you look at our email from 902. We got it at 902.
Okay.
Yeah.
We had already started down here, so.
Well, I think she had sent an email yesterday saying this would be coming.
Yeah, we were expecting it today at some point. Mm-hmm. We're getting there.
Do you guys want to read it?
Would you like to read it, ma'am? I didn't.
It says, I'll just read this part. Agreement contains several provisions, blah, blah, blah. Those changes reflected in change order number one.